Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Wednesday morning. And as we do every Wednesday morning at 7:30, it's time to go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in Vanderbilt football coach Derek Mason. Derek, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, man, get ready for Wednesday practice, man. Time to get it.
Absolutely. So, Derek, we talked a lot last week about Keon Henry Brooks and how valuable he's been for your team, and had another great game on Saturday before he went down with injury in that game. Is there any update on what his status might be this week against Florida?
Man, we're working for the sprint tour Saturday. Obviously, we'll be out on the practice field here in the next hour, so I'll probably get an update, after practice, after I get a chance to see him move around. But, hopefully what we'll try to do today, man, is get on the grass and see what happens.
Well, let's expand it to this is the weekly question, Derek, on, the roster, the state of the roster. I think you were at 58 available for the Kentucky game. How are you looking? Is it any better this week going into the Florida game?
Yeah, we're better, this week. I mean, as of now, we get a chance to see, guys like, Drew Birchmeyer, Cameron Tidd, get back this week. And, that's good for us. So when we look at testing right now, we're sitting in a good spot. Again, it's always a sprint to Saturday. You got one more test, and hopefully nobody wakes up on Saturday, not feeling great. But as long as those things are good, man, we're well on our way towards Saturday.
Derek, what do you think has been coming together as of late for your offense that's led to some improvement in that area?
I just think consistency of being able to get on the grass and play games. I think as they've become more familiar with one another and they've had an opportunity, to test drive their stuff on the field and really get a chance to look at some situations and figure out, how we could best, overcome some things and work through some things and be better at some things. That's what's happened. I mean, in this time and place where nothing's been normal, the best part of what, our offense has been able to do as everybody's tried to grow a little bit is have, consecutive weeks of being able to play.
So the Seals, it looked like, Derek, really kind of responded from, obviously, a lot of good plays at Mississippi State, but some tough turnovers in that game. Did we just see a 1 week sort of learning process from that to last week and how he played against Kentucky?
Well, I think every week, is a learning process for the young quarterback. Helping to manage some situations with, utilizing Mike Wright, in some of the red zone situations, garner some attention and makes guys, it makes those two become more meticulous about how they prepare and what they're looking to do. You never want anybody to be afraid to, let it go. But by the same token, we got to protect, the football, to the best of our abilities because, points and possessions matter.
Vanderbilt football coach Derek Mason on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And, Derek, you brought up Mike Wright there. I'm interested, what sort of element has Mike Wright brought to your offense, and what kind of a different dynamic do you think that poses for defenses, adding him in as a part of the game plan?
Yeah, I think Mike is growing, in his understanding of the offense. Ken was here in the spring, so Ken, the better part of, four practices and then just some springtime learning opportunities to really learn the nuances of the offense where Mike, had to catch it all, this summer and during COVID. He's had to really figure out exactly, what we're doing. And, he's getting better mechanically in the pass game, but, he's a 10, 500 meter guy. When you look at, his ability to get on the grass and make defenses play 11-man football, that's really what you're looking for, in this game of, trying to create one-on-one matchups. And so, with that being said, he's got skills and tools, that, that make him dynamic when he's in there. But, you know, I mean, Ken Seals has done a terrific job. He's our quarterback, and that's what we're doing right now. If there's an opportunity to, in certain situations, to play both, then that's what we do.
So, Derek, I know you're not worried about the Heisman race right now, but Kyle Trask, I would say, probably needs to start getting talked about for that. Well, when you look at film of him and that offense, what are you seeing?
You know, I mean, it reminds me of what we saw, you know, I mean, a year ago, you know, with LSU. I think, you know, I mean, Kyle has great command of you know, his offense. He's got weapons all around him, whether it's tight ends, wide outs, receivers, and you know, he takes care of the football. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes, and, you know, maybe he's a pretty good athlete. I think he's similar, you know, like to Joey Burrow. I think Joey was a little more nuanced and in some certain areas, and I think athletically they're comparable. I mean, I give Joe Burrow, you know, like a little bit of an edge there, but I think Kyle Trask is one heck of an athlete, and I think he may be the best quarterback in the country next to Trevor Lawrence right now. Those two are probably battling neck and neck.
Vanderbilt football coach Derek Mason on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Derek, it's interesting to watch this year from the SEC as a whole. Typically, it's been such a strong conference on defense, but the offensive scoring numbers this year in the SEC are way, way up. Why do you think that's been the case league-wide so far this year?
Well, I think the advent of you know, some particulars, you know, to the spread offense, I think, you know, gaining guys like, you know, Lane and really, you know, man, when you look at, you know, man, what's happening with the Pirate up at Mississippi State, man, I love Coach Leach, but, you know, this thing, you know, man, has ramped up a little bit, man. You see, you know, almost everybody across the conference, you know, is running some form of spread offense. And, you know, as you look at it, I think there's a distinct advantage, you know, for those offenses versus the defenses. You know, really just in terms of preparation, what you've had an opportunity to do, what it looks like, you know, man, and how much you can work on some of the things that you need to work on, and how the scheme's got to change from week to week based on who you're seeing at quarterback. Is it a running quarterback, throwing quarterback? Because there's different types of spreads. And so I think, you know, the offensive advantage is definitely there. I think, I mean, as you see teams drill into the offseason, this upcoming offseason, I think there's going to be, you know, like a little more parity in terms of what it looks like in 21. But, you know, I mean, definitely in 20, you see offenses definitely out ahead and being able to do exactly what they want to, you know, do, which is put pressure on defenses.
I know, Derek, all coaches will say, you know, scheme's one thing, but, you know, players more important, and you know, line of scrimmage. You've got to be able to win there. I've been impressed every week with your offensive line. I mean, obviously we've talked, you know, some guys opting out, you lost some depth there and things like that, you're having to shuffle guys. Why mm-hmm. has that offensive line played like it has? Is it more about just some individual guys improving? I mean, it seems like it's a cohesive unit. What has been the key there?
The key has been these guys, you know, actually learning how to, you know, trust one another. But I think a lot of credit needs to be given to the offensive line, you know, as a whole. Those guys have done a terrific job. But I think a lot of some credit goes to Pete Rossomando, too, because I think Pete's done a great job. No matter what the rosters look like, those guys went out, you know, and competed. And let me tell you, in a conference where up front, you know, the line of scrimmage is something that you got to be able to battle with and control and be able to, you know, gain some ground on. That's what they've been able to do. So, you know, I mean, guys like, you know, Tyler Steen, Grant Miller, maybe you look at Connor Mignon right now and how he's playing. And then, you know, you've had guys like Bradley Ashmore, true freshman, step in. Dan Dawkins, you know, Drew Gershmeyer was up, then he was down, and now he's back. So I think, you know, there's a lot of credit to be given to those players for what they've been able to do. But Pete Rossomando deserves, you know, a pat on the back for being able to, you know, play with a different group every week and still be able to get the same production.
Vanderbilt football coach Derek Mason has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Row. Derek, appreciate you taking time to join us as always, my man, and good luck on Saturday.
All right. You gentlemen, take care. Let's anchor down.
Absolutely. That's an interesting matchup on Saturday. Like Kyle Trask, and you heard Mason there, basically compare him to Joe Burrow of last year, and maybe gives Burrow the slight edge. But that offense at Florida right now is operating at a ridiculous level, and they've done so last week against a pretty good defensive team in Arkansas without Kyle Pitts and still hung up 63 points. pretty impressive.
I hope Drew Chester didn't hear the non-mention of Mac Jones. What about Justin Fields? He's got
maybe Derek Mason thinks he hadn't played enough games.
He's got, yeah, I guess so. Trask and Lawrence is the top two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's I will say, like, the watching the game last week. I mean, Kentucky is a good defense. They have really built,
as Tennessee fans are well aware of.
Yeah, no, they've got a legit D. Vanderbilt absolutely pushed them around with that offensive line. Yep. That was the most surprising part of that game. I did not think they could hang on the scoreboard if they gave up a lot of points. They gave up a lot of points, but I was really impressed with that. And again, as you watch that, you start thinking 10 days from now what things might look like. It could be a lot more interesting than I think we've thought for most of the last several months.
I think it absolutely could be a lot more interesting, and tough matchups for both teams this weekend, but that game on the SEC Alternate Channel a week from now could be pretty interesting.
SECA?
Is that what it's called? SECA?
It's like ESPN? Yeah, SECA?
SECN Alt.
That's not as fun.
SECN Alt. Yeah, that's, yeah.
That's too much.
Yeah. We can make it SECA.
We can make it SECA. We'll do that ourselves. We'll make an executive decision. When we come back, why this year's version of the Pro Bowl may be more interesting than one we've seen in a very, very long time. We'll get to that on the other side of the break. But first, Titans fans, Corner Pub is the place to check out the game with locations in Bellevue, Brentwood, or downtown, and great beer specials including $1 off of Yazoo and Happ & Harry's draft beers, plus Happ & Harry's bucket specials. Don't miss Nashville's best NFL pregame show live from the Corner Pub in Bellevue this Sunday. Join ESPN 102.5 The Game from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. prior to the Titans taking on the Baltimore Ravens. The NFL pregame show features Jared Stillman, Floyd Reese, and former Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders, and is brought to you by Wholesale Inc., powered by Rumble On, Farm Bureau Health Plans, and Kubota Tractors, Middle Tennessee Kubota Dealers. We'll be right back. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.